We are on page 346 in the Sefer Shar HaYichud V'Amunah of Rav Yoel Kahan's edition. And we're going to hopefully wrap up chapter Perek Tes today. And we're trying to understand the idea of the other midos of Hashem, that we attribute certain attributes to Hashem, and how is it that we can attribute attributes to Hashem that we seem to understand as well, okay, even though we're saying that just like his knowledge is one with him, his midos are one with him. So what is that exactly supposed to mean, that we're giving him names of Chacham and other things? And the Rebbe explained that he is the root of the Chachmah. That's what the Rebbe said. He's the root of the Chachmah. But we were ended off with a question last week. And the question was, is everything that Hashem creates, all of a sudden it turns out to be a description of him as well? Hashem may be the source of everything, but why should it be called the same name of the creatures themselves? In other words, you can be the source of wisdom, but why are you called wisdom? So why are we using the same name? That's the discussion he's going to get into now. And therefore, we're right in the middle of the right-hand column, right at the commentary, just before the bold. Al-Kach, for that purpose, Mamshich Ad Marazokin, the Rebbe continues, Mavar Shekinuyim Elu, he explains that these names, these nicknames, Sheniskana Bahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshneim Yuchot, they have a very unique aspect. Now, these are the words of the Tanya. Shemimenu. So we're talking about this Chacham. The last words of the Tanya was, that which Hashem is called Chacham, and Hashem give him a level of Chacham, that's because he's the source of it. Meaning, Shemimenu yisparach nimshach v'ne'etzal, that from Hashem it issues and emanates. Mahus madregas Chachma ilo shevel matzilus. The essence of the supernal level of wisdom in the world of Atzilus. V'chein rachum, and also when it says compassionate, v'chosid, and pious, al-shem shu makor ha-rachim v'chasodim, he is the source of mercy and kindness. V'chein shar ha-midos, and all the other midos, shekul, and all of them, nimshechu, they proceed, v'ne'etzlu, and emanate, v'meni yisparach from Hashem. What is that supposed to mean? Explains the commentary. Yeshna hevdel godel. There is a great distinction between asfiras hakadoshim shvolim atzilus uben anivraim. When we talk about the sviros are the characteristics employed by Hashem for what Hashem does. And that's in the highest spiritual worlds, the world of atzilus. And then you have the same midos, so to speak, the name at least, with the creatures. You have chesed in the world of Atzilus, and you got chesed down here. But there's a great difference between the chesed down here and the chesed up there. V'hevdel zeh, and this difference, maskele begins, me'ha'hevdel be'ofein hisavusam, in the way they came into being. How does chesed down here come into being? How does chesed in the world of Atzilus come down into being? Hanivroim nivru v'nischatshu idea Kadosh Baruch Hu yesh me'ayin. The creatures, they were created and renewed through Hashem, something from nothing. Whatever manifestation of chesed is in this world, it's something from nothing. V'ilu ha-sfiros al-yonos, but the higher spheros in the world of Atzilus, nimshechu, he's quoting words, v'ne'etzlu, mimenu yisparach. They issue forth and emanate from Hashem. And what's the difference? Hamshacha, that word hamshacha, that's the word that Tanya used, nimshechu. So there's a lot of hard English words to translate. Hamshacha is like continuation. Like Mashiach, you pull. So you pull something. So something's continuing. I know hispashtu samakor. It's an expansiveness of the source, v'hemshech shelo, and its continuity, coming from the source. Kasher hamakor nimshach v'yored ledarga nemucha yoser, when the source continues and descends to a lower level, zeh hamshacha. That's called hamshacha. That's called continuity, if you want to call it.
Derivation.
Mm. All English words don't do it justice. Zeh gam tochana shaloshan he etzala. He had ne'etzal, ne'etzlu. The verb of itzel. What is that? What is that verb? The aleph tzadi lamed.
Shadow?
Well, that's sale, close, but also the word eitzel, next to.
Next to,
to verbalize the word next to. Mm-hmm. If you turn into a verb. So, how do you do that? Well, if something continues, then the continuity is next to where it started from. Mavor b'chassidus, mm-hmm. chassidus, sheperish atzilus. What does the word atzilus mean? That's one of the spiritual worlds. Atzilus. What does it mean? Who al derech lo shakosav, like it says in the pasuk, when Moshe had to appoint 70 judges, so what did Hashem tell him to do? Asfali shivim ish mizignesho, gather up 70 of the elders, ve'otzalti min haruach asher olecha, and I will otzel from the spirit that's upon you, v'samtel, I'll place it on them. So I don't know if I use the word in English, distill. Not exactly sure. Right? The otzalti, what does it mean? I will otzel. Hainu sheruach shel Moshe Rabbeinu, the spirit of Moshe. Moshe had a divine spirit. Nimshecha will continue. V'netzalzkeini, and will now emanate upon the Zekanim. So Hashem is like, I'm moving it. That's the word. Moshe had a Holy Spirit. So we're going to get a little of the Holy Spirit to come over in that direction. Okay? V'kach gam ha-sfiris. That's how it is with the spheres. In other words, there was something there with Moshe. There was something there. And now we're taking some of that and we're like creating like a tributary from that. Okay? That's why, you know, they say, you know, by Moshe Rabbeinu, like, he really didn't need to have 70. He didn't need any. He thought he needed. He didn't need. So what happened was, so he had a lot of Ruach HaKodesh. He had a lot of Divine Spirit. So now, okay, so we're going to just take some and siphon some off. Maybe just siphon. Siphon some off. Imagine you've got a big barrel. And you got one big spigot. You open up the spigot, everything comes out of the spigot. Okay, now what do? You put 70 spigots around the barrel. So what happens? Well, a little bit goes out of every little spigot. So that's what kind of happened over there. So that's it's salty. So what word do you want to use to explain that? What English word would you like to...
Still derive this from the derivation.
Maybe. So, but here's the point. And so does the spheres. Hein eina metzias acheres. So the divine spirit these 70 sages had, was it a totally brand new thing?
No, it
just came derived from Moshe.
Yeah.
So we're saying the same thing when we talk about the world of Atzilus in terms of Hashem. Okay, Atzilus, that's the top world of the spiritual worlds, of the worlds of Abia. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Atzilus.
That's the word of Malachim or even above that?
It's above.
Above Malachim. Okay. So that world of the spheros. It's not a totally separate entity from Hashem. It's a continuation, a derivation from Hashem himself. Footnote 19 at the bottom. Look in the Iyuim to this perek. Shebedvarav shemimenu yisparach nimshach v'netzal mas medeg chachma. These words we just explained. Mad yishad mersken shteh hadrach. So the Baal Tanya seems to be emphasizing two opposite ideas. Aleph. Mitzarech on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzo eina begeder makor. Hashem is not really called a source. Hashayich ube'erech lechachma in relationship to chachma. Elarak shemimenu hachachma nimshacha. But from Hashem, the chachma derives. Interesting. It derives from him. But we don't look at him as, quote unquote, the source. On the other hand, oifen hamshachas hachachma, the way the chachma derives from him, hoide hamshacha v'hatzala, it comes through these words, hamshacha v'hatzala. He is a chacham. We call him chacham because the chachma derives from him, although we can't label him as chachma, no. As it were.
No.
Okay, anyway, let's go back upstairs. V'nimsa comes out. Shalom Rosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi'isarat, Ma'ruma, Ma'muvdo, Mi'tori, Asfiros. Adlan case. Even though Hashem himself is beyond and totally distinct and separate from any description of the spheros, Adlan Kates beyond measure. Since he's the source of the Chachma, Umakoramidus, and the source of the attributes, that they have flowed from him, Himlo Nivro Kamal Sachis, they're not created like a separate entity, Elohim Ham Shachav Asomenu. It's a tributary of him. L'chein ha-sphiros b'siachso, therefore the spheros are related to him. Ha-chachma, when we talk about the sphere of chachma, we call it chachma s'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wisdom of Hashem. Ha-chesed u'chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed is the chesed of Hashem. L'chein u'nikra b'kinuyim, they used to call by these names. In other words, the chachma begins, as far as we understand chachma, it begins in the world of Atzilus. And in that world of Atzilus, where did the chachma come from? This is the tricky part. Not something from nothing, but a distillation of Hashem. In the world of Atzilus, it's the potential manifest powers of these characteristics are there, but not yet actualized at all. Not yet actualized at all. That's going to come in lower worlds. Comes in lower worlds.
Yeah, but that does not define Hashem. It cannot define Hashem.
It's not defining it. But it's a distillation from Hashem. Okay, now, so that's why, since it's distilled from Hashem, when we says Hashem is Chanun Verachum, it's referring really to those spheros. Not that Hashem himself is.
Yeah.
We cannot describe Hashem,
no.
But what gets distilled, or what was the other word, derived from Hashem, when the Shefa flows out of Hashem, that undescribable Shefa, so it creates, we'll say, 10 tributaries. 10 spigots. Okay, you got a spigot of Chachma, a spigot of Chesed, a spigot of Gvura. You're just having a spigot. Now, until you push the spigot, nothing comes out. The world of Atzilus, we haven't pushed the spigots yet. You got to wait for the next world, for Yetzira. Okay, then all of a sudden they start to take a little shape. All right, so that's what it means when we're calling God these names. It's referring to the highest spheros. But of course, that just begs the question, as the commentary continues. El Shadavar Zay Atzav Dersh, but this itself needs explanation. Kesef Yitachon, how can we say Shatari has spheros harachogim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Adlan Kates, you want to say that the descriptions of the spheros that are so far away from Hashem, beyond measure, but they derive from him, how can we say they're an expansion and derivation of him if they're so far away from him? Okay, therefore the Rebbe is going to continue with the next two lines on the top of 347. Uma yudula maskilim. The way this flows emanates from Hashem. Eich, how? Uma and what? Yudula maskilim. It's known to the savants.
What?
It's known to the savants. The very smart people. Smart people. Indian Hamshacha commentary, the emanation from Hashem, Amuv the Lagarmi term of Yechim, that's totally removed from Hashem, from descriptors. Latarius, that Hashem himself is beyond that. You do have a scale, and the smart people understand it. Lo sam Yehuda bali madrega sheshem yediyah rechava muka bechachma kabbalah. There's some people who are big, big Kabbalists. Okay, now what's coming up is a hagah, a footnote that we're going to skip because it's way too hard. But I will read the introduction to the footnote at least, so we'll understand what the footnote at least
is. What is an introduction to the footnote?
Well, but we're going to skip it because we're not going to come out of it. It's very hard. It's very hard. V'nei beguva Tanya, in the main body, we're just learning the Tanya. He doesn't explain this idea of how the realm that's emanates from Hashem to the spheros, which has no relationship to him. So he doesn't explain how that happens. Ulam b'hago, in the footnote, umafarsh b'tzar, he briefly explains shem shachas ha-spheros m'meni yisparach, the fact that the spheros derived from Hashem, well, yidei tzimtzum atzumim b'orloki. It's from awesome tzimtzumim, constrictions, constrainments that apply to the light of Hashem. He's going to explain all these complicated tzimtzumim. Lieser Beer, for a little bit of more explanation. Kol hamshacha madrega elyona ledarga tachtana nazo tzimtzum. Any derivation from a higher level to a lower level has to come with some kind of tzimtzum. Kamamshacha saradas hasechel me'rav al-tam. Just so we explained the famous example. The intelligence from the teacher to the student. How does that happen? The teacher's got so much knowledge, the student has such little capacity to receive. That the rabbi has to constrain his intellect to the conditions and to the levels of the student. But the difficulty with this discussion regarding to the spheros, there's no connection to Shem at all. When the teacher and the student, there's some connection. At the lowest point of the teacher, there's some connection to the highest point of the kid. But you don't have the Hashem. Hamshacha de tzimtzum eitzal nivraim hi ba'ofen shegam la'achar tzimtzum. The idea of drawing forth through tzimtzum to the creatures is in such a way that even after the tzimtzum, yesh erech v'eshem, there's got to be some connection. Any derivation has to have some connection to the root. And the insight, the chidush of the spheres that derive from Hashem, so that through these great tzimtzumim we made a mavar, a bridge, from one level to another, that's got no connection to the first one. Through lots of tzimtzum, do we finally get to the highest world of Atzilus, which has these spheros of Chachma and Chesed. When we talking about the spheros in the world of Atzilus, that itself is already after immense tzimtzumim that came from Hashem. So that when we say Hashem is a chacham, that's from immense tzimtzumim that enabled it finally to derive into that highest world. And not that Hashem is the source per se, but it emanates from him. It comes because of him. But that itself is so far removed from Hashem. Okay, top paragraph. Tzimtzumim elu, these tzimtzumim kolim, they incorporate Seder Hishtal Shoshem, a complete devolution. Im Ribu Dargis, with many, many, many levels. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is from Hashem, Adl Hatzolus Esrasa, until we get to the 10 spheres above. There's so many Tzimtzumim. Ach Ba'akogan, and this footnote, Masker Adma Zogan, Shloshim Tzimtzumim Klom, he gives three of the general awesome Tzimtzumim, the central ones, in the idea of the spheres, till we get to the 10 spheres. And it's way too complicated for us to do. But so, there's a lot of tzimtzumim making it happen. Big hit, sir. That's what he is saying. And that footnote goes until page 351. You start bottom 350. for another bottle of 350. Okay, so it's all, so it's going to be big, complicated discussion of Tzimtzumim. He's going to say a lot of words. We're still not going to understand it. We're still not going to understand it. He's going to say all the words. He's going to explain. He explains that that's what Adam Kadmon is. These Hasidic terms, Adam Kadmon, that's the first ability for something to derive from that. It's like way, way high stuff. But the point where that, and in the main body of the text, of the Tanya, he said, it's good enough to know how that happens. The smart people know. That's all. Lots of Tzimtzumim. But clearly, clearly, when we're talking about the spheres of Hashem, we say Hashem, Mahu Rachum, Afa Tarachum, we're talking about those spheros. That's what we're talking about. And but that ain't Hashem.
No.
That's after many, 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 many Tzimtzumim. Finally come to that potentiality of those spheros to be able to impact upon the world. And from there, till Chachma comes down to us, whew, you can't compare that either. That's how far things are. Okay, so now we're looking at the bottom of the left-hand side, page 350. Ad kan ha'ago, v'osekes b'ksar v'shloshes ha'tzitzum yikar m'shal yoram nimshach v'netzal m'yorin sof atzmo tar Chachma. That is the explanation of that footnote. Havonash ha'shlovim el b'pratim yoser, these details of the steps of Tzimtzum, Yudul Maskil is known to the savants, B'Torah Sasod, it's called the mysteries of the Torah. Ulam B'Dagel, Rov Bnei Yisrael, but what's the main thing we need to know? That's the point. That's the only thing. We, with our limited understanding, what are we supposed to know? Ha'ikar Hu is to know Ha'yediyah V'Amunah, the knowledge and the faith, B'Mitzias Ramavon, that these things exist. Just don't exist. And that's what the next main line of the Tanya is going to say.
Do we have any savants today that could explain
it? Oh, yes. I can't explain it. It's too...
They won't be able to explain it either.
It's a big jump from...
No, I'm asking. I don't know. I mean, if they know it, why wouldn't they be able to...
Because our brains are too puny.
Whoa. So who tell me one savant nowadays?
I don't know.
Maybe in Eretz Yisrael.
I'm sure that people in Eretz Yisrael, there's certain Mekubalim. You know, it depends, you know.
Connected to Kabbalah.
There were great rebbes, some must have known. But, you know, but we don't know. They hide it. Because if people knew it, people would nudge him to death. They'd nudge him to death. Tell me, read my palm. Tell me. Tell me what my future is. Look at my head. Tell me what my future is. Anyway, but what do we need to know by the bold? Here's the Tanya. We have no business with the concealed stuff. For us regular guys, not for us. Achaniglos, but the revealed, lanu, it's for us. Lahamin, to believe, amuna shlem, a complete faith, that what? De'ihu, that Hashem, he, vigarmehu, and his attributes, chadar one. Dahainu, midaisa shal kodesh baruch hu, v'ratzono v'chachmasu b'naso v'dato, that Hashem's attributes, and his desires, and his wisdom, and his understanding, and his intellect, they are with his essence, elevated alone, Ramus and Kates, an elevation beyond any description, from what we can understand. That's all we need to know. Okay, that's what we need to know. Meaning to say, commentary, v'derech, v'inyon, ha'hamshoch, v'atzilus, and how it happens and how it derives, eich, umah, you know, that the Kabbalists know. That's all hidden stuff. How does this Atzilus happen? How does all this Tzimtzum happen? That's the Kabbalists who understand divine science. Ulam hanigos of us revealed to us. What do we need to know about Hashem's essence? What do we need to know? To believe complete, that he and his attributes are one. That's it. All the spheros, which are midosov, his attributes, uritzono, and his desires, and his chachman, his bin, and his das, they're totally connected to Hashem. In spite of the fact, even though he's beyond them, he's still one with them. That's the Tzimtzum. That's the Tzimtzum. He is, although there's no appearance of it. There's no appearance of it. Vamlos, but in spite of the fact that Dovrei Namuvim Besechel, even though we can't understand, Ketzi, Dachon Shekhov, how is Baal Hashem? Hamuv, Ladlan Ketzi, is removed totally, Mikol Tarvah, from any definition, Yemuchat Betachas, Yim Gurim Gurim, how can we unify him with definitions and boundaries? We have to believe it. We just have to believe it. That's all. The opposite. Since Hashem is so beyond any intellect, next time he etz asiba, that is the reason. We don't understand how the chachma and the other things are unified. It's not possible for our understanding to understand this unity that Hashem has with his spheros. Says the Tanya, Ulachain, and therefore, Gam Yehuda Shemeshachri Midosav Shehetzel Midyas Brach, and also the unity that he has unified with his Midos, that it distilled from him, Gam Kainan of Bechinas Asogalasi Gech Mezavi. We don't know how he's able to do that. Skip the commentary. So therefore, what term does the Zohar call these attributes, these spheres? What does the Zohar call these things? Raza de Meimenusa, the secret of faith. It's an amuna that is beyond our understanding. The commentary says those higher spheres are called the secrets of faith. Soda Muna. Shame Zed, that name, Mizvate, expresses. Sharmeni Yogala Hasigas Bahusam Shalsphiris Veshichudim Yemensov. No human being is able to really understand the essence of those spheres and their connection to the infinite light. Mitzarechan and one of him, Torari Mugbolim, they are, seem to be definite, limited descriptions. Shabin Orach Beyach Zagorishwar, so they have no connection to Hashem. On the other hand, they are descriptors of him. They're totally unified with him. A connection between two of these opposites in a movement of Kalalasel cannot be understood with simple intellect. It only can be grasped with a faith that's beyond understanding. They are considered the secrets of faith. Okay, and that's basically what this chapter is all about. All right? It basically, in a nutshell, has said it's beyond our understanding of that. That's all.
We don't know, but
he is totally connected to that. Okay, we're going to stop it over here.